This is Dr. Wendy Hill. Welcome to How to Transform Your Core Beliefs. You can give yourself the freedom you've always desired. You can find within yourself inner peace and harmony. You can transform yourself, and in doing so, transform your life. The process introduced here is known as the Renaissance process, also known as belief restructuring. You will be guided step by step through this process, directly to a healing and resolution. The process includes communication with your inner child and your great loving wise self. It is the healing experience of total nurturing and loving. This process will be both challenging and rewarding. You may experience some mental blocks at times. It may seem like an invisible wall is stopping you. Be willing to persevere through this wall. As you push through, you will discover the wonderful relief and love that comes after you face your inner dragons. As you progress through the processes, when appropriate, pause the recording so that you can reflect. There may be times when you feel discouraged, or perhaps even a little fearful during the processes. This may be your inner child expressing the need to feel safe. Remember that your inner child may feel frightened and sometimes hopeless about certain things. Though your adult self knows that there is hope, and that it is safe to do the processes, your inner child may not know. If you find yourself feeling uncomfortable or anxious, try this little exercise with your inner child. Imagine that you see your frightened child self standing before you. Become sensitive to your child's feelings as you hold your arms out to your child. Now imagine your child is close and you are holding him or her for a few minutes. Tell your child that you will protect and guide him or her. Assure your child that he or she is now safe and is not alone. He or she has you, the adult, and the great loving wise one that dwells within you as constant companions. Continue with this reassurance until you feel a shift toward feeling more comfortable. At times, you may feel a little frightened or perhaps strange about doing these processes. This is normal. If you feel you're approaching a memory or an emotion that's too uncomfortable to face without the presence of another person, seek professional help. Find a psychotherapist who specializes in regression and healing the inner child. If you feel too stuck and are concerned that your natural defenses are too great a block to overcome alone, seek professional help from a psychotherapist. Remember that sometimes you can't see beyond the defenses that block your progress. They are like blinders that prevent you from seeing clearly. Sometimes you may not be able to see or feel anything. This is not necessarily a sign that you should stop trying. Inability to remember the past is a defense mechanism adopted in childhood in order to cope. An objective and skilled person can help you break that block so you can continue with your self-healing. Your childhood is in the past. You no longer need your childhood defenses. You are safe to drop those old defenses and expand yourself by adopting new, more helpful attitudes. A desire to grow is a key factor to your success. Your desire to grow must be very strong. Use your will to persevere through all blocks. Remember that you are worthy of great effort. Build a desire for a higher level of happiness and well-being. Think about your life as it's been. Think about those things that have caused you unhappiness and pain. Consider how much better you will feel and how much happier you will be once you've made the changes you desire. There is a wonderful love waiting for you. This love is worth all your effort. Now, before we begin with the processes, the following is an exercise that will help you build warrior spirit and will help you clarify your goals and build your desire level. This exercise is a series of questions. Address each one of these questions to your great, loving, wise self within. Spend a few minutes with each question, waiting patiently for the answer. Trust your intuition. Remember, if you are tuned in to your great, loving, wise self, you will hear a truthful answer to each of these questions. Be dedicated to knowing the truth, and you can't fail. Always tell yourself the truth. Before we begin with question one, you might want to grab a notepad so that you can write down your answers. Writing down your answers can help expand and clarify your thinking. Remember to pause this recording between each question asked. Question one. What do I want? What changes do I want to make in myself, in my experience? How do I want to feel? How do I want my life to be? Question two. Do I really want to achieve these goals? Question three. Am I willing to be uncomfortable for the sake of the little child within myself in order to achieve these goals? Am I willing to face my anger, hurt, fear, and shame? Am I willing to face my personal dragons? Question four. Am I willing to admit that I am in a certain amount of denial about my problems, what I feel, and who I am? Question five. Am I willing to humble myself? Am I willing to know that I've been wrong about certain things regarding myself and others? Am I willing to discover the truth about myself? Am I willing to have an open mind? Question six. Am I willing, if needed, to seek the help and support of others? Question 7. Am I willing to spend the time, effort, and money necessary to help myself achieve my goals? Am I willing to persevere with determination? If you've answered yes to all these questions, you are ready to begin. If you are excited and a little frightened, you are ready. It's normal to feel afraid. Find your courage. Remember that courage is not the lack of fear, it is the willingness to persevere in spite of it. Perhaps you've had concerns about how you answered some of these questions. If so, reflect on what you fear most about each question that concerns you. Ask your inner child what would be the worst thing that could happen. Now ask your adult self for a new perspective to help you resolve your inner child's concerns. Much of the time, your concerns will be resolved by looking directly at your fears. You may realize that what you fear is not really truly real, and see that there is little validity to your fears. See that the risk is small compared to the reward. Whatever your concerns, you can begin to resolve them with some inner soul searching. Allow yourself some time to become clear and comfortable about doing these processes. If you are ready, take a deep breath and begin. Take one step at a time. You can always distance yourself from any part of these processes and return when you're ready. Proceed at your own rate. Go at a pace that's comfortable for you, and take all the time you need. Repeat parts of any process as you need. Stay with it until you are victorious. Find a place where you won't be disturbed. Release your thoughts about your everyday life. Much of the process is done best in silence and with your eyes closed. When you've come to an understanding of how each phase works, then close your eyes and proceed. Allow yourself time to absorb and to understand. So now we begin with this first process called Remember It. In this process, you'll discover the source of happiness blocks that were created in your childhood. These blocks have affected your present life, often dramatically. Among other things, these blocks have hindered your ability to give and receive love. They have hindered your ability to love yourself. They have robbed you of your personal power, your self-esteem, and your ability to communicate your needs adequately. They have robbed you of your clarity. In this process, you will have the opportunity to identify what actually caused your present conflict. In this process, you will be using feelings from a recent event to stimulate a memory of a past event or condition. This past event or condition is key in causing you much pain in your present adult life. In this process, the recent event is important in the fact that it has caused strong emotional reaction within you. This emotion will connect with an unresolved event or condition in your past. Awareness of this connection gives you the opportunity to resolve the emotional conflict in the past, thus resolving your emotional conflict in the present. In this way, the past and the present are connected. Understanding this is key to your healing. Changing your perception and feeling about your past does change your perception and feeling about your present. This, in turn, changes your experience of the present. You can change depression, anxiety, and lack of confidence to the experience of aliveness, inner peace, and well-being. Remember to pause this recording when you need time to reflect. Close your eyes. Concentrate for a moment on what has not been working in your life. Allow yourself to recall the uncomfortable feeling. Remember a time recently when you felt angry, sad, depressed, anxious, upset, or in some kind of conflict. Allow yourself to remember the event in detail. Relive it. Now allow yourself to remember exactly how you felt. Feel it again. Focus your attention down in your middle, right above your stomach. This is the area in your body where you feel many of your emotions. As you focus on this area in your body, see if you can identify any of the four basic conflicting emotions. Anger, which includes frustration, rage, resentment, irritability. Fear, which includes anxiety, panic, nervousness. Guilt, which includes shame, embarrassment, humiliation. And hurt, which includes sadness and grief. These are the emotions that accompany conflict. You may feel some or all of them at once. Don't judge them. You feel what you feel. There is a reason for what you feel that goes beyond the present circumstance. The reason lies in your past. Identify with your emotions. It's safe to feel them. Allow yourself to acknowledge your feelings. Feel them. Trust yourself. Your highest self wants to be whole and healed. Your mind knows precisely what has hurt you in the past. Like a computer, your mind has recorded every moment of your past, even forgotten events. It's capable of recalling your past in great detail. Who, what, where, when, how, colors, odors, sounds, your emotions, thoughts, sensations, and any other perception you had at the time. Your mind is capable of going back to any experience in your past. This includes experiences that you don't consciously remember. Think of yourself as a detective. See yourself as looking for clues about your past. These clues can help resolve many mysteries in your life. Once you piece all the clues together, you will have the information necessary to begin positive change within yourself. Now you have the opportunity to find a specific event or experience that has subconsciously caused you conflict. Ask your mind to go back in time when you were an infant, fetus, or child. Use the emotions from your more recent conflicting experience to be a springboard into the past. Your subconscious mind will understand. Trust it. With your eyes closed, ask your mind to show you an image of an infant, fetus, or child, one who is experiencing pain. Watch the imaginary movie screen on your mind. If you don't immediately see an image, note any spontaneous thought. Objectively observe whatever images or thoughts that come to you. Observe any sensations in your body. Observe any emotions you may feel. Don't analyze until you're finished with this phase. There will be plenty of time to analyze later. Right now, you must give plenty of space to your mind to communicate in its own way. Your mind is always sending you messages in an attempt to communicate with you. Trust and learn the language of your mind. Much of its language is symbolic. It speaks to you in pictures, sensations, feelings, emotions, and spontaneous thoughts. It may give you fragments of information at first, showing you only pieces of the puzzle of a past experience or condition. Be patient. Allow all the information to come to you before judging what you've seen. You may want to say, "This can't be true. That never happened," or "I never felt that way." Remember that you may have forgotten much of your past in order to cope. It may be painful to remember. You may still want to deny what your mind is trying to tell you. Take courage and persevere with determination. Say to yourself, "I have courage. I want to know the truth. The truth will set me free. I am safe now to know." Note what your mind and feelings have revealed to you. Then rest for a while. Allow yourself to reflect. When you are ready, begin again. Now concentrate on seeing your childhood family as a whole. Seek to clearly reveal your family's temperament. Look for the feeling at home. Ask your mind to take you back to dinner with the family. Close your eyes. See yourself as a child sitting at the dinner table. What was the atmosphere? What feelings were expressed? How did you feel about what was going on? What was life like on a daily basis? How did your environment affect you? What were the conditions that were ongoing during your childhood? Look for any kind of conflict. The following are some of what to look for: poverty, divorce, illness, emotional upset, over-affection, too little affection and attention, denial of problems, abandonment, workaholism, under or over control, disapproval, sarcasm, shaming remarks or attitudes, competition, alcoholism, drug abuse, verbal or physical abuse, or neglect. Were you spanked, ignored, or criticized? Note what your mind and feelings have revealed to you. Then rest and reflect. Now concentrate on how individual family members affected you. Ask your mind to show you your important relationships. Close your eyes. See your mother. What is your immediate response? What does she seem to say? What does she seem to do? How do you respond? Repeat this process with your father, brothers, sisters, and any other family member that was an important part of your childhood. Also, ask yourself how your parents treated each other. How did they treat other family members? Note what has been revealed to you. Rest and reflect. Now concentrate on attitudes and behaviors you learned while watching your parents. Close your eyes. See your parents. Observe their attitudes and expressions. Observe their behavior. What did it seem mother and father believed about themselves? How did they show these beliefs? How did they communicate their needs? How did they express feelings? How did they respond to life's problems? Take note, rest, and reflect. It's safe now to remember what really happened in your childhood. Your parents did the best they could, given their core beliefs. Remember that you're seeking information about your childhood. You're seeking to know what you actually experienced as a child. You're not doing this to blame your parents. You don't need to protect your parents. You have a right to know what really happened. You have a right to acknowledge your own experience. It may help to make a distinction between loving your parents and being uncomfortable or disliking or even hating what they did. Remember, this is not about them as much as it is about your own experience. Experience each process as many times as you need. Take each phase in this process slowly. Do it until you feel satisfied that you have a clear picture of your past. This next process is called Own It. The previous process has allowed you to see the conditions and events of your childhood more clearly. You may still have difficulty in trusting and owning what your mind, feelings, body, and intuition are showing you. Give yourself time. Trust yourself. Past conflict is often difficult to acknowledge. Gradually begin to own it. In time, as you continue with these processes, you will become more comfortable with what you're learning. You may have denied part of your past in order to protect yourself from further conflict. You may have denied it so that you would not have to feel the pain. You may have denied it in order to maintain a safe relationship with your parents. To admit to the conflict may have seemed to put you in a dangerous position. Perhaps your inner child or inner infant believes that to admit to the conflict would mean further abandonment or disapproval, abuse, criticism, or neglect. Denial of events and conditions is a way in which we keep ourselves safe. However, the safety is delusive. By denying, you keep yourself vulnerable. Denial only serves to push the truth of the conflict deeper into your subconscious mind. When it is out of your consciousness, it's out of your control. Then the denied conflict has power over you. Denied conflict is a major cause of dysfunctional behavior. Inability to maintain healthy relationships, compulsions, inappropriate reactions, low self-esteem, feelings of powerlessness, victim behaviors, and emotional conflicts in the present. Your unresolved conflicts from the past affect you negatively in the present. When you deny them, you become a victim of your past. You become a victim of yourself. The only hope for freedom is to release your negative feelings and damaging experiences from your past. Behind your pain and fear is your freedom. Face your past, and you free yourself in the present. You are safe now. Own it. Acknowledge the conflict of your past. No matter what happened, you lived through it. You are different now. You're bigger, more experienced, more mature, and no longer in the condition or circumstance. You no longer need your parents for survival, love, and support. You can fill your needs for these things yourself. You are an adult. What helped you in your childhood may well be hurting you in your present. Let go of your need to see the past as being okay. If you can't find any conflict in your past, you are probably in denial of conflict. Although parents do the best they can, they aren't perfect. All people, including parents, experience problems. All people have periods of conflict, confusion, and unhappiness. Life is difficult, and is especially difficult for children. Children have little choice and control over their lives. This condition creates much frustration for a child. Find your source of frustration, anger, hurt, sorrow, shame, and grief. It is there. It's waiting for you to discover it so that you can heal it, so that you can heal that wounded child within you. Your inner wonder child is waiting to be freed. This next process is called Feel It. You have admitted to your past conflict. Now allow yourself to feel it. Consider that you may have spent the last years of your life denying your deepest feelings so that you would not have to experience them. Emotions can be painful. You may have to experience your anger or rage or grief at some loss. Remember that you already feel your emotions on some level. When you bring your emotions to a conscious level, you have found the door to transform yourself. From the ashes of your desperation arise the phoenix of your truth. When you admit to your truest and deepest emotions, you begin to set yourself free. Don't fear your emotions. They are a natural part of you. Feel them. What you feel, you feel. You can't hope to change anything about yourself until you admit to your emotions. You may need to participate in a workshop or some form of intensive therapy in order to help you identify and express your emotions. Certain therapeutic modalities offer the opportunity to express your emotions in a safe and loving environment. For example, you may need to cry deeply about your past. You may need to scream the screams you held back in childhood and infancy. You may need to have the tantrum you didn't feel safe to have when you were a child. You may need to hit a pillow in rage. You may need to suffer the pain you could not suffer as a child. Unexpressed pain holds you prisoner. Unexpressed grief and rage are your enemy. Find a safe way to express your emotions. Many people benefit greatly from an intensive workshop. You can also express and release emotion in the privacy of your own home. Let your family members know what you're doing in advance. Find a time and place that's appropriate. Do this process separate from your children. Try having the tantrum that you never had as a child on your own bed. Perhaps kick and scream. Try hitting a sturdy vinyl-type pillow on the floor as you scream out your frustration. Lie on the floor, bury your head, and cry the tears of the little child within you. Finding expression for these locked-up emotions will help set you free. Don't give up on your first or second try. You may feel frightened, embarrassed, or ashamed of your feelings. It may feel very strange. It's only natural that you have these feelings. If you didn't, you would have expressed them a long time ago. Your child mind will still try to protect you by blocking you from feeling. If so, hold your inner child in your arms and tell him or her that it's okay to feel and express emotions now. Give your inner child permission to feel. Keep reminding your inner child that it's safe to feel. No one is going to reject you. No one is going to punish you. No one is going to leave you. You are safe to express your feelings. Your automatic mind will get the message that you do indeed want to feel and express your emotions. You will succeed. Just keep trying. You may be amazed at the amount of emotions you have trapped within you, but you will feel a great relief when you release them. Don't attempt to express your unhealed resentments to others who have hurt you in the past. This is not the time to go to your parents or others and confront them with their wrongdoings. Your purpose in this process is to identify what you really feel about your past. Your parents are victims of victims. They were confused, afraid, and in conflict themselves. There is no positive or helpful purpose in angry or tearful in-person confrontations. You are responsible for healing yourself. No matter what they did or what might have happened, it's now your responsibility to change your own beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors. This next process is called Understand It. Now it's time to understand how your past affected you. It's time to learn the wonderful and releasing truth about yourself. When you are ready, close your eyes. Recall the condition or event in your childhood that hurt you. Go back once again to the moment of greatest conflict. Ask yourself, what did this event or experience cause me to decide about myself? Determine the upsetting or conflicting belief you took on in that moment in time. Look for the conflicting decision you made, not the decision you made later when you felt better. I'm strong, or I'll never let others hurt me again, or I can do this alone. Maybe secondary decisions that came later. Find out what you decided when you felt the most vulnerable. What is the thought that had caused you the greatest conflict? This thought is a hidden negative belief you've had about yourself. What negative thought did you have about yourself? What negative thought did you have about your self-worth? What negative thought did you have about your safety? What negative thought did you have about your lovability? Now, ask yourself what this experience caused you to believe about others. How did this affect your trust of others? What did it cause you to believe about others' ability to care about you, to love you? You are probably discovering that your beliefs about yourself and others were fearful and negative. You may discover that you thought that you were not worthy or safe or lovable. You may be learning that you believe that others are untrustworthy and uncaring about you. Under conflicting circumstances, it's natural that you develop such beliefs. You were vulnerable, in pain, and inexperienced. Without realizing it, you brought these beliefs into your current life. Now, ask yourself to see the patterns that developed based on these negative beliefs. How did your beliefs cause you to feel and react? How did you begin to defend? How did you attempt to fill your needs? How did you relate to other people? You will be able to see negative patterns based on these negative beliefs. Now look at your present life. Look for the same patterns of feelings, behavior, compulsions, and reactions. Look for the relationship. Find the connection between your present patterns and the patterns that developed from your negative beliefs in childhood and infancy. You will be able to see a direct relationship. This connection is the key to your understanding. You will be able to see how you are acting out your childhood conflicts in the present. You will be able to see how you've created your own problems and how you've overreacted to people and conditions in your present time. You will understand how your subconscious child mind has directly affected your present. Now you can take more responsibility for your life. Now you have available to you the knowledge and understanding necessary to help you make the changes you want. You no longer need to regard yourself as a victim. You can see how you can change your attitudes and reactions to the people and conditions in your life. Now you can take greater charge of your life. When you're ready, eyes closed again. Imagine that your inner child is standing in front of you. See yourself as you were in that moment of conflict. Notice how you look, how you were dressed. What expression is on your face? Look in the eyes of your little child. Notice the feelings and emotions in your child's eyes. See yourself as you really were, an innocent child. See the child who just wanted to survive, who is trying so hard to please and to be loved. Now ask yourself if these negative beliefs that you took on are true. Is it true that this little child is unworthy? Is it true that this child is bad or stupid or evil or not lovable? Is it true that this child is still unsafe or in danger right now, this moment? Of course, none of these things are true. Your little child is worthy and lovable and good and innocent and safe. When you look closely, you will find that you have always done the very best you can. As a child, all your thoughts, attitudes, and behaviors were to help you survive. Any negative behavior has only been a reaction to upsetting experience and negative beliefs. There is no bad child, only children who are trying to survive. Your negative beliefs are a result of your conflicting experiences. Your negative behaviors are an attempt at getting love and staying alive. Your conflicting experiences were not caused by you. You were a victim. You were not at fault. You were a victim of upsetting and confusing circumstances. You were a victim of confused and upset people. These people, your parents, were also victims. Even so, you still have a right to your emotions and a right to understand and to heal. You no longer need to protect your parents. You have a right to all of your emotions. You have a right to your own healing. As you continue to see your inner child standing before you, you may begin to feel the emotions that you've long buried. You may feel a deep sadness, loneliness, or remorse. If you do, this means that you've broken through to your inner child and healing has begun. Don't stop your feelings. Allow yourself and your inner child to express your emotions. Ask yourself how you feel about this little child before you. Do you want to help him or her? Do you feel compassion for this little one? What is the truth about this child that you couldn't see when you were this child? What do you know now about yourself that you didn't know then? What is the truth? If you could be with this child and talk to him or her, what would you say? What would you do? This next process is called Heal It. This process offers you the opportunity to turn the negative belief into a positive belief based on truth. You have allowed yourself to get in touch with the present. You have regressed back to identify what past conflicts have negatively affected you. You have identified the deciding experience and your emotions associated with that experience. You have identified your negative thoughts and beliefs that resulted from that experience. You have linked your past experience with the present to see how you have brought forward your negative beliefs and attitudes. You have seen how your negative beliefs have caused you to act and react in negative behaviors. You have seen and understood your inner child of your past. You have acknowledged your inner child's innocence, lovability, worthiness, and safety. Now you can communicate those truths to your inner child. Now you can love your inner child, and in doing so, love yourself into positive change. In this process, you will be communicating with three aspects of yourself: your adult self of the present, your wounded inner child of the past, and your great, loving, wise self, that is your higher power. Each of these aspects of yourself are needed to complete this process. You will be able to transfer your mind's focus from one part of yourself to another according to what is appropriate at the time. You will be instructed as to which part of yourself to focus upon and when. Your adult self is your present conscious self. This part of yourself sees much more objectively than your limited and fearful wounded inner child. Your adult views and attitudes are much more mature. However, this aspect of yourself can't see as objectively, lovingly, and clearly as your great, loving, wise self. The great, loving, wise one within you loves unconditionally, has a clear and objective view about things, people, events, and your inner child. This part of yourself is most beautiful. Your great, loving, wise self makes forgiveness possible. Complete understanding, compassion, and wisdom spring from your great, loving, wise self. All questions are answered and are rewarded with peace. This is your highest self. This is the source of your joy, bliss, love, and peace. When you are ready, close your eyes. Imagine that your hurt inner child is somewhere in the room with you. Notice where your child is in the room. Your child might be hiding. He or she might be in a corner or turned away. Don't judge your child. This child deserves your complete acceptance. Don't push this child away, nor force him or her to be close. Just accept with love. Now feel a light in your heart. Fill yourself with that light and allow it to spread within you. Allow it to expand beyond you and fill the room. Allow it to surround your inner child. As you do this, feel your great, loving, wise self. Feel your compassion and your love. Feel yourself becoming objective. Remain compassionate. Allow your love to grow. See this child as worthy of healing. Remember that this child was created by a loving God that wanted you to be happy. Now, tune in to your adult self. This part of yourself has a body and a voice and can reach out physically to your child. At the same time, remain sensitive to your great, loving, wise self and those feelings of compassion and love that you feel for your child. Wherever your child is, look over at him or her. In your imagination, slowly reach your hand out toward your child and touch a hand. At this point, you may want to have a soft pillow close by to act as your child. You may use the pillow to touch and hold as you imagine it's your child during this process. Notice your child's reaction. Does your child accept your gesture, or withdraw? Does your child trust you or distrust you? Say to your child, "Hello, sweet one. I am your adult self, and I have come through time and space to help you. I know that you suffered. I know you feel alone, but I have come with help. You are no longer alone. I want to help you. I ask you to trust me. Continue in this way until you feel your child is receptive. You may see a change in your child's expression or body language. At some point, you will feel a shift within yourself. When your child seems receptive, reach your other hand out and gently touch your child. Don't push or command that your child be any certain way. Continue with a loving approach. If your child doesn't respond immediately, continue on with your reassuring approach until you see your child relax. Reach out and pick up your child. Bring your child close to you and hold him or her gently. If your child resists, keep your distance until your child allows this kind of close contact. Continue on with your efforts at gaining trust. Ask for their trust. Continue to reassure him or her that they are safe and that it's okay to trust you. Your inner child may speak to you. He or she may reveal to you feelings and thoughts that have been long buried. Accept what you hear and feel. Help your inner child begin to see things in a new way. Say, "I love you. You are loved. You are safe. You are worthy. You are innocent. Mother and father and others were confused. They did the best they could, but they did not fully understand you. They didn't know how to love you in a way that was best for you. I will help you understand things. I will love you. I will never leave you." Speak with your child. Talk as though you were talking with any child you love. Learn to dialogue with your inner child. Learn how to help your inner child be free of negative, self-defeating beliefs, free of fear, grief, anger, and shame. Help your inner child know the truths known by your great loving wise self. Experiment with new ways of communicating with your inner child. Find ways to help him or her understand the wonderful truths about him or herself. Discuss specific events that have distressed him or her. Help your inner child resolve these old conflicts as you communicate from your adult self. Give love with the help of your great loving wise self. You will come to know this wonderful little being within you, your inner wonder child. You will come to appreciate this beautiful part of yourself. You may repeat any of the processes as you feel is needed. It's helpful to repeat processing each conflicting event several times so you can diffuse its impact on your consciousness. Gradually, you will begin to experience a real shift in how you feel. You will begin to notice that your reactions are different. You will feel more confident, more alive. You will see things more clearly. You will begin to express yourself more clearly, more lovingly. You will communicate more of what you need and want. You will be more able to define clear boundaries, telling the truth, defining what you want, saying yes and no with love. In time, you will recognize that you are changing in very positive ways. You will come to know a new sense of inner peace and clarity.